Welcome to Cowboys, Not Eggheads. Home of the brave, not home of the fearful. The world needs more cowboys and fewer eggheads. We're everywhere podcasts are found. So tell your fellow cowboys, and let's keep the conversation alive on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share. And now, Cowboys, Not Eggheads, with Sam Fisher.
Always save the best for the last. CrossFit Games Open, the CrossFit Open is over. Thank you, God. Today we have my newfound friend from CrossFit. I just have lots of friends from CrossFit. You know, I joined CrossFit and I really didn't care. I already had friends. I didn't need any more. But I guess it's an ancillary benefit, a pleasant surprise of CrossFit. Welcome to the podcast, Jordan Hopper. Now, Jordan is a guy that I had mentioned earlier, and I can't remember which episode it was. Oh, that's my other podcast. It was the other podcast I had. I called him Jordan Hooper. So yep. His real name is Hopper. See, that's how good I know Jordan.
That's all right.
I actually know him as Tree, and I'll never forget, because I'm terrible at names, he gave me a great clue. Jordan goes about, 6 foot?
6'8", 6'9". Yeah.
I thought he was 6'7". Yeah, he's a tall bra. And he goes, well, who's the most famous basketball player of all time? I'm like, Michael Jordan? Well, there you go, Jordan. And so I've always, that was a very helpful tip. But I just call him Tree. Big dude. Now, Jordan is a different perspective, I think, than what we've had from the other two. 24.1, 24.2, those guys were seasoned 10-year Grizzly Nooner veterans. But Jordan, is this your first open or second open?
This is my third.
Is it really?
So my first ever real CrossFit workout was 21.1.
What was that?
That was wall walks and double unders.
Oh, have mercy.
That was my welcome to CrossFit moment.
If you're 6'9", wall walks are not exactly pleasant.
No.
Good for you, dude. That's awesome. The first CrossFit Open was in the first CrossFit workout was in the CrossFit Open, and that's 2 years. That's already been two years.
21.1.
So it's 2 years ago. 3 years. Wait a minute. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Really?
So I've been doing.
We've known each other that long.
Been doing CrossFit for 3 years. I hid in the early morning classes for a while before I started popping up at noon.
Okay.
But that's
now.
That's,
why are you a nooner?
I am a nooner because of I like sleeping in the mornings.
Oh, that's pretty honest. I thought you were going to say I'm a great guy and you just wanted to hang with me, but okay.
I started at 6 a.m. and I started because I was in the 180 program. I know you've had Matt Jackson on the show before.
We had a 180 I can never remember if it's Omaha 180 or 180 Omaha.
180 Omaha.
PetSmart or PetSmart? Yeah. Anyway, it's 180 Omaha.
Yeah. So I actually went through 180 Omaha.
Good for you.
So that's how I started.
Yeah.
And so
I knew that. Yeah.
So I started.
And some of those folks is a part of that program. Or not some, it's mandatory, right? It's part of the program.
It's part of the program.
But not everybody stays. A lot of people right. Are like, this was crazy, it was wonderful, but I'm out.
Right.
But you were one of the guys that stayed.
Yeah, I fell in love with CrossFit while I was in 180. And
all right, now we're going to get to the part of the matter. Why did you fall in love with CrossFit?
My backstory was I played sports in high school, so like I worked out then, and then after high school...
My guess is you weren't playing tennis.
I actually did play tennis.
Oh, my God.
I was a tennis player.
Please tell me you played basketball at some point in your life.
I did.
Okay. Thank you.
I did. But, yeah, tennis was a spring sport.
Okay.
I grew up over in Council Bluffs in Iowa.
Okay.
So, in Nebraska, I think tennis is a fall sport.
Correct.
Iowa, tennis is a spring sport.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
During the spring athletic season, I was a tennis player.
Running high hurdles or something, but, yeah, okay.
Tennis, you work on some agility.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... Well, I mean, after high school, then I took a 12-year hiatus, basically, from working out until I walked in the door of CrossFit Kinesis as a member of the 180 program. And, I mean, it was pretty rough.
Pretty.
It was not pretty. Nothing about it was pretty.
So you were 30 years old when you came back into.
Yeah.
Well, I was 45, so cry me a river, but go ahead.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, being out of doing anything physical for over a decade and then being.
So that's what's like being sore.
Yeah. Being 6 foot nine.
Yes.
There were quite a few tight tendons and joints that weren't happy about necessarily being moved. But I guess it was almost like the runner's high that I would get after a workout. And seeing just even in that 4 months of being in the 180 program, seeing just how I felt different, how I slept different, how all of a sudden, like, my back started hurting a lot less, probably because I'm engaging my core in those muscles. Correct. And strengthening all those Correct. Muscles. And I was like, wow, like, I feel like a different person. And so, like, I really enjoy it. And, like, part of my motivation is I have 4 kids and, like,
Not one, not two, not three, not four. Quattro.
Yes, 4 children.
Now, have we shut down the factory or are we still...
The factory has been closed.
Is that right?
Yes.
The workers went home.
Okay. Yep, the factory has been closed.
Good for you, man.
But, 4 kids. My oldest is 9 years old. She'll be 10 in September.
Okay.
But part of my motivation is being able to do things with them as they grow up.
Right.
You know, we like doing things outside. This summer, we're going on a trip to Colorado and Utah. We're going to hit like 7 national parks.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be like a 2-week thing.
The kids aren't going to forget this trip.
No.
Mom and dad won't either, but it's, you know.
So we're phrasing this as it's not a vacation, it's an adventure.
Right.
We're going on an adventure.
Good attitude.
We're going to go hiking. We're going to,
You have an agenda, but no agenda. Like,
right.
You're not going to say, like, this day we're doing this, or you're just,
right.
you're just going west.
Right. We're going west, and we're going to be outside. That's
awesome.
That's the plan.
And you're going to try and keep up with these 4 kids.
Right.
I think you can.
Yeah.
You can outrun them.
Yeah. My 3-year-old, the other day, he was like, Dad, you're slow. I'm faster than you. I was like, line it up right now.
Let's go, we'll
find this out right now who's fast. I was like, oh, man, the competitive juice is just...
So you're one of those guys that like CrossFit. Well, I must too. I'm in my 10th year of complaining. But why noon? Why noon? Did you answer that?
Yeah. So 6 a.m. That was kind of like a 6 a.m. or bust kind of life I lived for a while. And then after I got out of 180, my job changed, and now I work from home most of the time.
Ah,
I go into the office some.
More manageable.
So, and things are just more flexible.
Right.
And I found out, I found out that I have more energy at noon class. I feel like I get a better workout in at noon class.
Is it hard for you after to go home sometimes, though, when you're like really super tired and you have to do something with work?
Yeah, I do feel like it gives me almost a little bit of boost for like a boost of energy for the afternoon.
Okay.
Helps me limit my afternoon caffeine consumption.
Everybody gets out of there like right at 1 o'clock. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, there are times where I think that I just freaking played dodgeball for dodging semi trucks on the interstate. I mean, you know, and I got clipped by a couple of them, and I can't just walk out of there like nothing happened. It takes me about 30, 40 minutes just to, like, just to be able to get up again and walk out of the gym. And then I get home, and I have lunch, and then I'm just like, whew, I need to take a nap. I never do, but I feel like it. But, yeah, you're a younger guy. Well,
there are those days, for sure, when it's just like, I have to sit on the bench after class and just think about all the choices that led me to that moment.
Kaspar once said that CrossFit is the practical application of the spiritual battle. And I think that's probably the most accurate thing I've ever heard about CrossFit.
Yeah.
So if you don't... It forces you to battle things that you wouldn't otherwise battle, basically. Mm-hmm. And so it does. It gives you, if you're working and or doing other things outside of CrossFit, which most of us do, it makes the hard things outside of CrossFit seem easier or more approachable, mm-hmm. or you go into it with more confidence. Okay, well, we are here today to talk about the concluding workout of the CrossFit Open 2024, which is called 24.3.
You missed the pregnant pause in there. The 24.3.
Yes. Thank you, Dave Castro. I should do a whole podcast on that guy. But anyway, it is. Mine was different than. This is going to be two different, very different tales. Because mine, being 55 plus, finally sort of benefited me a little bit in the sense that I have I had a different movement standards and I had a different weight. But what Jordan had to do is his assigned workout in 15 minutes was to do the following. 5 rounds of 10 barbell thrusters at 95 pounds. So you do 10 thrusters and you do 10 chest to bar pull-ups, which is pulling your butt off of the ground up to the bar with your, so the bar hits your chest. It's easy enough. I don't think so. So that would be, so you do 5 rounds of that, 10 thrusters, 10 chest to bars. Then you get 1 minute break, and then it goes to, I think it's 5 rounds. Yeah, 5 rounds. 5 rounds of 7. Now you only have to do 7 thrusters. Oh, but they're heavier. For Jordan, it would have been 135, and he was doing bar muscle-ups. That's where, if you imagine a chin-up bar, you are hanging from the bar, and that's the start of the position. The end of the position, you're on top of the damn bar, pushing yourself off of the bar. And it's always, the last ones always separate the men from the boys workout, which it clearly did. Mm-hmm. Now, I had to do, instead of chest-to-bar, my first were actually regular chin over bar pull-ups, and my weight, assigned weight, was 65. Then 1 minute rest, and then I went into 95 pound thrusters, and then I got to do the chest to bar. There are not very many people in our gym that finished under 15 minutes. I saw 4 of them. I know you did. You taped videos of them, but mm-hmm. this is a brutal workout. So before I talk about my experience, we'll talk about your experience. One of the things that the CrossFit Kinesis is famous for is encouraging, I use that word, quote unquote, encouraging folks to go RX. Even if you have 1 rep RX, as I've described mm-hmm. before, you're still going to be higher in the worldwide standings if you do that. Well, that's all good and dandy. And I've done what Jordan did, and I've been there, so I understand the perspective of it. Just tell folks your story of 24.3. What did you do in 15 minutes, Jordan?
So in 15 minutes, I did 14 reps.
That's awesome, dude.
So
those first 10 were just fine, right?
Yeah, the thrusters went
even
fine.
Though if you're 6'9", it's still no picnic, boys, I mean, and girls.
Yeah,
you barbell thruster is. If I'm trying, it's like giving a haircut over the phone, dude. Describe what a thruster is.
Yeah, so the thruster. So you pick up you squat clean the bar. So you catch the bar. You go into a squat clean, and then you stand all the way up and you push the bar up.
I call it in CrossFit, the standard is ass to calf.
Yep. And then all the way up, the bar all the way up over your head.
All the way up over that. So in Jordan's case, it almost hit the damn ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could have hung a basketball hoop from my bar and it correct. Would have been a regulation hoop height.
Correct.
So
that was no picnic, but you, right. I bet you got those 10 done pretty quick.
I did.
Now, did you attack them? Like, I'm going to get these done as quick as I possibly can?
So I moved. I was trying to move smooth because I had, like you mentioned, I filmed a couple of the higher level athletes at the gym the day before.
That scared the hell out of you.
And I saw them go super fast at first, and then they got dog tired, and then like by the end, like
this it was a heart rate mother trucker yeah, of
yeah,
a workout.
Yeah, it was. So going in, my plan was, I hadn't, truth be told, I had never completed a chest to bar pull up. I hadn't really ever tried a chest to bar pull up.
No, why would you?
But I had done plenty of chin over bar pull ups, and I'm like, I'm right there, like, for my pull ups. And so I thought, my plan going in was, I think I can get the extra couple of inches to touch my chest to the bar, which is right, the standard.
And I'm going to stop just for a second. Your chin over bar pull ups, what's the most you've done unbroken?
Unbroken, I can string together like 5 or 6.
Okay, that's really good.
So it's come a long way, because when I walked in the door in 2021,
it took me 3 years to figure out how to do a kipping.
I could not do one pull up. Like,
no, I couldn't. It took me 3 years.
Yeah, when I walked in the door,
3 years.
So my thought was, I think I can get chest to bar pull ups consistent enough where my goal was to flirt with finishing that first 5 rounds.
Yeah.
Go walking in the door.
It's a paper tiger, isn't it? Yeah.
And
actually, it's not a paper. I'm sorry to interrupt.
To quote the prophet Mike Tyson, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
And I got punched in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
So I got there. I got.
So you got four chest to bar pull-ups after
in probably
never
my,
doing one.
In probably my first 10 attempts, I was able to get the 4 chest to bar pull-ups.
Oh, really?
I got. So
interesting.
Fresh, I was able to get there. But then I was getting up there, and I was probably an inch or less from touching my bar.
See, that's always
every
been my
time.
Problem with that damn movement. I'm frightened I'm going to crush my freaking chest.
Like, every time I would swing, you know, mm-hmm. get up there, and I would be an inch or less from touching my chest to the bar, which is the standard, but I didn't touch it. So then my judge, being a good judge, assessed a no rep.
Integrity.
Yeah.
You
and
another
I,
tree for a judge, right? So you what, two trees go together, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's another guy who's...
Dr. Troy.
And I told him, like, don't let me get away with... Not like I want to be held to
good
the
for
standard.
You, the standard, good for you.
So I spent 12 minutes basically trying to get my 5th chest to bar, and I never got it.
Wow, you were frustrated.
Yes, that. So
how
that,
many attempts it, do you think were in that 12 minutes? Did you say
I mean,
3 a minute.
Yeah,
that's a lot of physical.
Yeah,
frustration.
Like. Had I been able to complete those no reps, I had a chance of probably achieving my original goal of getting close to finishing that first round of 5.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. And so
you're a man of integrity. You
and it
legitimate
turned,
reps.
Those and it,
are, you, I mean.
Yeah. It turned into a mental battle more than anything.
Yes.
Of not wanting to just get in my car and leave.
Correct. Yes. It was brutal. So you were actually, though, you were tired then afterwards because you were fighting. You were fighting for 12 minutes. I mean, like, fighting to try, just like the rest of us were fighting, but you're trying to fight to hit that standard.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so what would you do differently having, I hope that you don't try that workout again.
But, no.
If you were to do that workout again, if it showed up in our regular programming, what would you do differently?
So, for me, the open and regular programming are two different things.
For sure.
The open is where, for me, in my mind, those 3 open workouts are for me to test myself.
Yes.
To see where
RX
I'm
level.
At. Like, I'm going to try to do RX no matter what.
Right.
In a regular workout, maybe I try chest to bar, and if they stop, I immediately go to chin over bar.
Correct.
I go back to what I can do, because in a normal workout, I want to get the intended stimulus of the workout because that's what's going to help make me get better.
Yes.
So if we see this again in 4 months, if Kyle programs it, I would probably end up doing mostly chin over bar.
Gotcha.
So that I can keep moving.
Which is I did, yes.
Right. Yeah. I would scale it down to something I could do to keep moving. That would probably be my plan for in a normal workout.
Gotcha. So my story of 24.3 is, and I don't probably have as much as integrity as Jordan, but I had to do, I never do chin over bar pull ups during the year. It's just something I don't do. Basically, because I've had no fewer than 3 medical professionals tell me I have no business doing anything with my shoulders in that manner. Because I don't have, like, I wish we had cameras in here. You could see, for me to put my arm where it should be, mm-hmm. It's not done without restriction or impingement. And so I get really good at ring rows. I'm good at ring rows. which is on the ground with your feet on the ground and you can adjust the angle and make it as difficult as you want. You put a box up there, put your feet up on a box, and you do lots of stuff, and you still get strong. So I'm like you. So I'm going to do RX, and I don't ever do this during the year, and I have to do singles, ladies and gentlemen. So I ended up doing... I did get through the first round, so I did 50 thrusters and 50 single. Single means stop, jump back on the bar. And I mean, I'll be honest with you. Now, none of the coaches stopped me. I saw Coach Ben give me the evil eye once or twice. But he didn't stop me. He's fine. I'm an integrity guy. And I right. told my judge, Nunchucks, Jeff Nemechek, who was on episode 24.1. Anyway, I told him, I'm like, listen, you can no-rep me. And he did. He no-rep me once. But I suspect that all of those 50 pull-ups that I did, I would suspect that a third of them probably were not quite up to snuff. but who cares? We're having fun, right? So what I did is I was very pleased with my results, and I ended up getting 4. I think my tiebreaker was 13:56. So basically, I had 14 seconds to get into the next round, and I did 4 thrusters, 104 reps. For me, it was the most successful workout probably of the Open, in the sense that I had a strategy. For the first time in my life, I actually had a strategy going in as to how I was going to do this, and I executed exactly the way I wanted to. And my strategy was, I knew that I was going to get tired. I mean, it's like we said before, it's a heart rate. Mm-hmm. This thing is designed to keep your heart, to excel your heart rate and keep it excelled at a very high level, from a muscular endurance standpoint, a very high level. And I thought, I've just got to control my heartbeat this whole time. And so on the thrusters, I went unbroken on the first round. The second round, I intentionally went 6-4, not because it was taxing necessarily from a muscular standpoint. 65 pounds, not a lot. That's not a joke for me, but it's relatively light for me. I went 6-4 just to have the opportunity to stand back from the bar for 2 seconds and just catch your breath, and then jump. You just kick back right up to it, and you do it. And then on the pull-up side of things, I had Jeff Nemechek give me a 5-second countdown in between. And so he just, after every time I dropped the ground after a pull-up, he would just 5, 4, 3, and it kept me in a rhythm, because if your heart rate is out of whack and you're taking just rest at what you think you need to rest, I would have never made it the second round if Jeff hadn't have done that. And it was really hard, really hard. I mean, I was on 6 and 7 on some of them, but I tried to keep within, you know, he'd give me a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So I was actually pretty pleased with what I did. I don't want to do it again. And so that second round, I would have had to done chest to bar, and I would have been like you, would have been standing there looking at the bar. So, that was my experience of it. So how was your overall Open experience? So you've been through 3 Opens.
Mm-hmm.
How was it? How did you do? What kind of grade did you give yourself?
It's hard, because it's like I didn't feel like the performance was what I wanted it to be.
It never is.
But like, I feel like I have identified some things that, like, for the next year, I kind of want to work on. Like, those are weaknesses in my in my game, and those are things that I want
to
work on.
Let me guess. Double unders. This guy was whipped to shit. You should have seen him.
Like, yep, double unders.
Even the Lord and Savior said, maybe you should get a reprieve. I mean, right. It was like, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, double unders, burpees. Like, just being a tall guy, burpees are just going to be hard. But I heard a thing, this was about a month ago. It was like, hard things don't get easier. You just get better at doing hard things.
Mm-hmm.
So, for burpees, I'm just going to learn to get better.
Do hard well. I actually had an episode called Do Hard Well.
I'm going to learn to do something hard better. So, yep. That's my plan with burpees. And then chest to bar, that was like each workout featured a weakness for me, like a glaring weakness. So, yep. All I can do now is in the next year be like, you know what?
So, it's
when those movements come up, I'm going to move extra intentionally, and I might spend extra time outside of class working on those things.
Good for you. That's awesome. I probably won't, listeners, but Tree will. Burpees are, that one is, all that is mental.
Right.
That's just mental. And I, 2 years ago or last year, I can't remember, I did a, what was it? We're supposed to do 600 burpees or something for veterans or something in the month of November, and I did like 780 burpees, which is, you know, you do the math, you're going to be working on burpees.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, I got to the point in my mind where I callous my mind, it's just sets of 10. I can do a set of 10 burpees. I can do that anywhere, anytime, whatever. And I, since that time, I don't have that. I lost that. I lost that callous in my mind. So to me, burpees is just, it's just mindset. It's just, it's between your ears 100%. It's just nasty. It's just nasty. You gotta get used to the feeling of it, I think. Yeah.
But in my mind, like a burpee, like I think about my 98-year-old grandma.
Uh-huh.
She'll be 99 in June. Like at her age, a burpee could save her life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like if you because burpee is it's falling about
getting,
down
it's about
and
getting it off
back
the floor.
Up.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
So, you know, Lord willing, I make it to 98 like my grandma. Like,
really? You want to live that long?
I mean, if
that's
I do,
awesome.
You know, I'm just there. There's
dude. I'm gonna be nasty mess if I'm about 80. That's not gonna be good.
But you know, if I did, I would want to know how to do have a burpee in my arsenal still, because it could save your life. So it's really, burpees are just kind of a simple thing of life: is you fall down and you get back up.
That's correct. That is correct. Do you track? So do you put it? Did you go into the national? Do you so you know where you're at? So
yep.
I'm the same way. He's a man of integrity. So for those who want to see, they can go and look on games.crossfit.com, and you can just plug in Jordan Hopper, CrossFit Kinesis. There he is. You can plug in Sam Fisher, CrossFit Kinesis. There he is. Now Jordan, you'll have to check the 16 to 54 year old male. Category, and for Sam, you'll have to check the 55 to 59 male category, and you can see how we did. My goal this year was to be at 50 percentile, which means I'm right in the middle of the CrossFit crowd. Fortunately, I did not make that. However, with this last, before 24.3, I think I was at 33rd or 34th percentile. No, 31st, I think. 31st percentile, and I'm now, I looked this morning, I'm at 36, so I hope that number grows.
I have it pulled up right now. I am in the 29th percentile.
Yeah.
For men 16 to 54.
That's, well, dude, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
And I also confirmed there is a second Jordan Hopper on there.
Oh, there is.
The other Jordan Hopper is in, has his country is the UK, so I am the American Jordan Hopper.
Gotcha. Well, cheerio, mate.
For for any listeners out there, I'm the American Jordan Hopper.
American Jordan Hopper. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's fun, and it is what it is. It is what it is. There's always going to be one guy. Always going to be one guy to beat you. That's why we come back.
Yeah.
Man, I appreciate your time today.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm super glad to be on the show. Thanks, Sam, for having me on.
Yeah.
And I would just encourage a listener if you've ever thought about CrossFit and like you're nervous about doing it,
don't do it. No, I'm kidding.
I think you should do it. Like it, I know there's like the running gag of like, how do you tell if someone does CrossFit? You wait 5 seconds and they'll tell you that they do CrossFit.
Correct. And I was going to tell that my CrossFit joke on the podcast this year. And I forgot. And that is a CrossFitter, an evangelical Christian, and a life insurance agent walked into a bar. You know how I know? Because they told me.
They all told you about it.
Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt your story.
No,
I
think that CrossFit's for everyone. Like it's designed to be a functional thing. Like there are people in our gym 70, 80 years old that come to classes.
There was a guy, yes, that is correct, that did the CrossFit Open.
Uh-huh.
There were 4-year-old children doing the CrossFit Open yesterday. You see that? It was awesome.
Yeah.
I know you did because I got a picture of him filming the kids doing it. But, there's also a gentleman yesterday who has one leg who was doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, what's your excuse? I mean, the biggest misperception about CrossFit to me is that everybody thinks, well, I have to be in shape to do CrossFit. Listen, or I'm going to look silly, or nobody cares. I mean, we care about you. We care that you showed up. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in the middle of my workout, I am not worried about you. Trust me.
Right. Yeah. Everyone else is the furthest thing from my mind when I'm picking up a heavy barbell to try and put it up over my head.
I'm not thinking about, like, Jordan looks silly doing that. I'm more worried about Sam, like, just trying to get his next breath.
Right. But, yeah, like, any level of movement. I know Kyle has said that they've programmed workouts for quadriplegics. Like, finding ways for them to get some sort of stimulus. Like, it's not about being, like, a super fit, you know, person running around with your shirt off and whatever. It's about, like, how can you improve yourself on any given day, physically, put your body to the test. To how can you get 1% better?
That's right.
So if you're on the fence about it, just do it. Like any CrossFit gym in the world will welcome you in with open arms into a community of people that want to support you and help you improve yourself.
That's right. Come on in. The water's just fine. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.